Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Professor Brian D. Cook. In this final topic, we come to one of the most challenging and beautiful calls in the Christian life. Romans 12:21 says, "Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." In this course, we can call this the 12:21 practice. Romans 12:21, overcome evil with good. This does not mean pretending evil is not evil. It does not mean calling sin acceptable. It does not mean staying in danger. It does not mean trusting someone who has not become trustworthy. It means that evil does not get to decide what kind of person you become. When someone hurts you, opposes you, insults you, rejects you, or treats you unfairly, the wildfire invites you to repay evil with evil. Attack back. Shame back. Gossip back. Withdraw with bitterness. Win through revenge. But Christ calls his people to another fire. The peace fire asks a different question. Not, how do I make them pay? Not, how do I prove I am better? Not, how do I control the outcome? But Lord, what good are you calling me to do here? Sometimes the good is a gentle word. Sometimes the good is a clear boundary. Sometimes the good is silence instead of retaliation. Sometimes the good is prayer. Sometimes the good is reporting danger, telling the truth, or seeking wise help. Sometimes the good is refusing to rehearse the offense in your mind again and again. Overcoming evil with good is not weakness. It is spirit-empowered strength. Jesus overcame evil not by becoming evil, but by trusting the Father, telling the truth, loving sinners, confronting hypocrisy, forgiving enemies, and giving himself in obedience. The 12:21 practice can begin very simply. First, name the evil or pressure honestly. Second, refuse to add wildfire. Third, ask Jesus what good looks like. Fourth, take one faithful step. You may not be able to fix the relationship. You may not be able to change the other person. You may not be able to control the result. But by the power of Christ, you can refuse to be conquered by the evil you face. Before moving on, pause and ask, where am I tempted to repay evil with evil? What would it look like today to overcome evil with good?